This is Healthcare Strategies.
This podcast was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic. As a result, the quality may be a little lower than our usual standards. We appreciate your patience as we practice social distancing. From all of us at Xtelligent Healthcare Media, stay healthy, stay safe, and enjoy the latest episode of Healthcare Strategies.
Hello, and welcome to Healthcare Strategies. My name is Eric Wickland, and I'm the editor of mHealth Intelligence, one of the sites of the Xtelligent Healthcare Media Network. Today, we're talking to Sri Bharadwaj, Vice President of Digital Innovation at the Indiana-based Franciscan Health System. We're going to be talking about how Franciscan Health uses a telehealth platform to conduct multi-specialty rounding, something that began during the coronavirus pandemic and has been so successful it's here to stay. Hello, Sri.
Hello. Thank you for your time as well as to our audience for listening to this podcast.
I'm great. Thanks very much for joining us today. To begin with, could you describe, you know, how is multi-specialty rounding used or conducted with a telehealth platform?
So when physicians typically round with patients, they round with patients to understand what's happening with the patients. And at many points in time, there are several physicians who are talking to patients, reviewing patients' charts as part of the care team. Particularly in inpatient, you have an endocrinologist, a hospitalist, a pulmonologist. Particularly with COVID, we had a combination of pulmonologists, cardiologists taking care of patients. So we wanted to make sure that the patients were not disturbed as many times as if they did not have a way to go and see them remotely, right? So we found out that the way to actually accelerate care and improve care is to share the data simultaneously with several specialists at the same time, come together as a physician team and solve that specific diagnosis or problem for the patient in a much, much easier manner. That was how we actually brought through the multi-specialty rounding process for our patients.
Okay, so how did you get this up and running? You know, what was the impetus behind launching it, and what type of technology are you using?
We wanted to make sure that the interaction with the patient was minimal from a COVID-19 perspective, meaning we wanted to have some level of isolation with the patient. We also wanted to make sure that the patient got the best care, meaning they have been seen by the best physicians possible. We were also concerned with the number of physicians who were available, in the sense everybody was very busy, particularly with patients in the inpatient setting. They were very busy as well, trying to see as many patients as possible. So the way we did it is we pulled all the specialist physicians into a centralized location. It's like a simple conference room, right? We just put them in a conference room, made it work together, and they actually remotely saw the patients while we had a hospitalist or an intensivist or a nurse along with the patient in the patient's room. So the patient could have an interaction with all of the consulting physicians at the same time while they are also reviewing data from the EMR. And they're also reviewing data from various other systems that help them deliver the best care for the patient.
And with this type of platform, you're talking about several specialists for one patient. How many patients can you see in this type of setup? And how often can you get these physicians together to see patients?
We did multi-specialty rounding once a day. And we set a time for the set of patients. We prepped the physicians with the information as well. So in a half an hour time frame, we saw over 6 patients. Now, typically in a COVID scenario, physician have to walk out the patient's room, change PPEs, get clean clothes, environments, and so on and so forth, and then see the next patient. So the time to see the patients one after the other was a long time before they could see 6 patients, close to, probably an hour and a half before they could even see 6 patients. But that will be taken by one physician at one time. If that same patient has to be seen by a cardiologist, a pulmonologist, an intensivist, probably somebody who is an endocrinologist or whatever because of various comorbidities that the patient has, each of them will take that much amount of time. If you bring all the physicians together in one room, share the data, and share what they are doing together, then it makes it a lot easier for them to see six patients in half an hour, meaning six consulting physicians talking to the same patient, looking at the chart, and making determination of care. That is the radical change we brought together. Used Microsoft Teams through video visits to actually have a conversation with the patient using a conference room type setup where the physicians will all gather together at a specified time, review all of the data of that specific patient at that specified time, while one of the physicians or nurses folks will be in the patient's room. That's how we did the entire process.
What have been the biggest challenges you faced in getting this type of service up and running?
Two things that the challenges. One is technology challenge, because we were trying new technologies that had not been tried before. And the second thing is physician adoption, right, to that model. Both these took a while for us to come together with, but the level of engagement we saw with our patients, the physicians, the nursing, and the technology folks all brought it together to deliver a phenomenal outcome that we were able to achieve.
How will you be measuring the success of a service like this?
A typical process would be the patient would get discharged, let us say, in 6 to 7 days, 6 to 8 days. This process allows that discharge actually to happen a lot quicker, saving the patient's time in the hospital, and having a lot of quality of care improves as well. And also, more importantly, the number of patients we are impacting. So number of patients, the length of stay, as well as the level of improvement in care that the patient receives during hospitalization.
Do the physicians that you gather together in this room, do you get the sense that they're collaborating on care and that this improves the patient's care?
They were collaborating in the past anyways, because what they used to do was they used to go and take a look at the patient chart, call another specialist and say, hey, I'm seeing this patient. This is what you prescribed. This may not be working. What do you suggest we do? This conversation continuously happened, right? What we just did is accelerated the process 10 times over, because we brought everybody in one room, had the conversation. Within 15 minutes, the care plan was changed, the medication was modified, the appropriate action was taken, both from a nursing as well as physician perspective, to completely transform the patient experience as part of that process. Less patient intervention, right? Because you're keeping intervening the patient, one doc going in, then the next doc going in, then the next doc going in, six visits during the day for a patient, it's really reduced. It happens all in one visit, and it's remotely done. The best part is the whole thing was done through an iPad that was deployed on an IV pole with extended speakers that the physician could see patients and the patient could see the physician in a simple plastic sheet that was dropped over the iPad for disinfection purposes. And the people, when they walk out of that room, removed that plastic sheet or covering and put a new plastic sheet covering and could go into another patient's room, extremely effective from a patient satisfaction perspective.
Mm, I see. Looking beyond the ongoing COVID pandemic, how do you see this program continuing or evolving?
We are continuing to do this today. This was done out of necessity in some respects, but now it's become a norm for physicians to see several patients at the same time. And several of our medical affairs folks continue to see patients in the same basis. There is a YouTube video that we published as well that talks about the same level of care and actually have a a patient who actually talks about how his care was improved as part of this process.
One last question is, what advice would you give another health system that wanted to start this? What should they be looking at or looking out for?
Collaboration with physicians. It's good to fail fast, fail quick, and change course if you need to, because the first few times you will fail. I mean, guaranteed, right? This is new stuff that we're doing. The third thing that I would think is a good interaction between technology, physicians, nursing, and the hospital leadership team, because this needs to come from all levels in order to make sure that everybody understands what we are doing. And more importantly, metrics, measurement, making sure that the patient care is improving as the patient is going through this process. For us, we took a little bit more time to engage with the patient to let them know what was happening, because this is new to the patient as well, right? I mean, they expect to see a doc coming in and going out. All of a sudden, the doc comes in on a piece of glass and he's just talking to him, right? That's what it is. So we prepped the patients. We prepped the nursing folks to have that conversation with the patient as well. So that really helped us move the needle.
The benefits are numerous in something like this. How have patients responded to having this type of technology used?
Good question. We had to spend some time educating patients. Most patients who are being seen in this kind of environment were the elderly care patients. They preferred an interaction with the physician as much as possible, right? We were changing the way care was being delivered. And that was something that we had to educate the patients on, which was a big deal, because we wanted to make sure that the experience that the patient had was not any way lower than if they had a visit personally by the doc, right? So we wanted to make sure that the patient had that level of confidence. That's the first thing. The second thing is, we did this as a pilot initially. We picked two patients who were tech savvy in a way and were willing to try something new. So we did that. And that really gave us additional ideas about how to go about doing this in a way that made sense, right? So that was another way to look at it. Because they told us, look, the iPad is too near, or iPad is too far, I can't hear, the sound quality is not good, and so on and so forth, right? So we brought speakers that were attached to those iPads, and we made sure that the patient was able to see the physician appropriately, because the cameras were mounted and everything else. So we went through this process a couple of times over. You would do a rehearsal, right, a few times. And then we got the hang of it, and then we scheduled time between 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock is when we're going to do this, because physicians were really busy, right? So we took that 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock time frame, we put that together, and there we go. That's how we did it, which really helped us get to the level of understanding we needed to get to.
Yeah. And are your physicians feeling that they can conduct a good enough examination through this virtual portal?
Yeah, that was another thing that we initially struggled with, because the physicians were reluctant to 100% accept that this will work, right? So, of course, we engaged physicians who were, wanting to do this in a way, because they knew that they could use the technology efficiently. I'll give you another example. We used a electronic Bluetooth stethoscope for hearing the heartbeat of patients. The Streamlink went through all the physicians. They had it plugged in their ears, and they were able to listen, right? So this expansion of what we did was all new. And it was initially a level of reluctance, but then once the reluctance turned into happiness, I should say, because when it worked, everybody was all smiles. So that is where the benefit lies from a physician perspective.
I see. Okay. Well, Sri, thank you very much for chatting with me today. It's a wonderful case study and an example of how telehealth can be used in the hospital setting.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Thank you for the lovely questions.
How is your health system using telehealth or mHealth tools to improve workflows? Share this episode on Twitter, tag us at mHealthIntel, or me at Arrowick, and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening in today.
This has been an Xtelligent Healthcare Media production.